You know that goal you set at the start of the year? You can still do it, whether you're committed to a thru hike with friends, lifting heavier, or simply walking more. It's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Ka'Chava. Because quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, simplify your progress with just 2 scoops of the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS. K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code NEWS.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
George Parker back with us on A Better Line. George from the Financial Times. And George, we were talking about the arrest of Peter Mandelson, and you're saying even though it was expected by many, it was nonetheless shocking.
Yeah, it was that image of Peter Mandelson being driven out of Wandsworth Police Station at 2 o'clock last night, which I think just brought home to people, you know, how the mighty have fallen. This is someone who was Britain's most senior ambassador to Washington until just a few months ago, being questioned over allegations of misconduct in public office. And you know, you were making the point there about the fact that very similar allegations being made against Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, former Prince Andrew. Both of them had the close relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, both of them basically passing on government secrets to this convicted paedophile. Extraordinary story.
Mm-hmm. And we know about some of these internal memos and emails that were forwarded on to Jeffrey Epstein because they are in the Epstein file. So, you know, it's a sort of an unusual position for us to be in that we have seen some of the material that the police will be investigating.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, now there's a bit of a sort of concern about more stuff coming out, which could prejudice the inquiry. But certainly there's enough in the public domain already to see why the police have got to taken this step of arresting these people as they continue their investigations. In both cases, market sensitive information, which would be of a financial benefit to Jeffrey Epstein, were being passed on. In Prince Andrew's or Andrew Mountbatten Windsor's case, this was information that he was picking up in his role as a trade envoy, a job he held for 10 years. We traveled around the world with government ministers, hearing no doubt loads of trade secrets. He was passing them on to Epstein. And in the case of Peter Mandelson, he was the business secretary of the effective deputy prime minister in Gordon Brown's government, passing on really secret and sensitive information about the action that Britain and the EU were taking to tackle the global financial crash.
Mm-hmm. And there was one particular email which I was reading about last night, which was sent on a private server to Gordon Brown. Peter Mandelson was the other person who saw it. That was passed on to Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, when you're talking about the sensitivity of this, of these documents, this is at the highest level of government.
Yes, I mean, Peter Mandelson was brought back from Brussels, where he was a European commissioner, to basically try to save Gordon Brown's failing administration in 2008 to 2010. And you've seen from some of those released emails that Peter Mandelson had very little respect for his boss, Gordon Brown. And at one point he says to Epstein, I've finally persuaded him to go. This was after he was clinging on to office after the 2010 general election. So, yeah, I mean, really embarrassing. And also, obviously, not just embarrassing for previous prime ministers who appointed, you know, Prince Andrew as a trade envoy, or in the case of Gordon Brown, who appointed Peter Mandelson as a business secretary, but Keir Starmer, the current UK prime minister, who, despite the fact a lot of this stuff, not all of it by any means, but certainly there was enough in the public domain about Peter Mandelson's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein to have had red lights flashing all over his appointment as a senior ambassador.
Was that said clearly at the time, can you recall?
Well, basically, we've done a lot of work on the Mandelson-Epstein relationship at the Financial Times over a number of years, mainly done by my colleague Jim Pickard, who had discovered from an earlier legal document release that Peter Mandelson, when he was the de facto deputy prime minister, had travelled to New York on a private visit, stayed at Jeffrey Epstein's Manhattan townhouse at a time when Jeffrey Epstein was in prison serving a prison sentence for trafficking minors for sex. And that's, when you think about it, that is an incredible thing. And that was in the public domain. I asked Peter Mandelson about this about a month before he went to Washington in an interview I did with him. And there was a deadly chill in the air. And he basically went through the motions of saying that he felt sorry for the victims of Epstein and regretted ever meeting Epstein and so on. And then he said, this is a Financial Times obsession. And frankly, you can all F off, although he didn't say F, I have to say.
Oh, God. And so did he deny that that visit happened while Epstein was serving his sentence?
No, he didn't. It was never denied. It was in the public domain. Keir Starmer knew about it, but he went ahead and with the appointment. I think he was reassured by Peter Mandelson. It was a lapse that basically he did sever relationships with Epstein after he went to prison, but a bit further down the track, and he'd been misled by someone he thought was his friend, and so forth and so forth. But nevertheless, you know, the thing about Peter Mandelson is he is someone who always sails close to the wind. He always has done. It's one of the things that makes him an interesting and charismatic politician. There's an air of risk attached to him. But, you know, clearly he stepped so far over the line here. In all my time covering British politics over the last 30 years or so, this is by far the biggest scandal I can think of, where, you know, a senior minister is effectively being charged with corruption. Something I should point out, Peter Mandelson denies.
Now, on the political side of this, you have the Lib Dems calling for the release of papers relating to Andrew Mountbatten Windsor's appointment as a trade envoy. But that might also include correspondence from Peter Mandelson. How likely is that to succeed?
I think there's some reasonably, I mean, there's certainly a view in the House of Commons generally across party lines that we need to get to the bottom of this. And there's always been a bit of squeamishness in the House of Commons about debating members of the royal family. But since Andrew Mountbatten Windsor now has had all his titles removed and is very much estranged from the royal family, I think there's a bit less nervousness about that now. And I think it's quite likely the House of Commons will vote to see documents relating to his appointment as a trade envoy back in 2001, and whether Peter Mandelson, who was a Labour MP at the time, had lobbied in any way for Prince Andrew to get that job. I think, frankly, the documents might reveal it was the Queen who regarded Prince Andrew as probably her favourite child, wanted to have something and give Andrew something to do. And
oh, really?
Behind the scenes, I wonder whether behind the scenes we might discover that ministers thought that the Buckingham Palace was quite keen for him to have something along those lines.
Do you think that the police investigation maybe complicates any potential release of any further documents, George?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that Downing Street has said in relation to the Peter Mandelson files, that they're reluctant to release they won't release anything which the police regard as prejudicial to a fair trial for Peter Mandelson if it comes to that. So there is that issue. And I guess that same thing will apply also to the release of documents relating to Andrew Mountbatten Windsor as well.
George, thank you very much for your time. That's George Parker from the Financial Times.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.